This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 459 for Tuesday, July 2nd. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are stronger on Tuesday morning as trading resumes following Canada Day. The November contract leaps $24.90 at $652 per ton, and the January contract jumps $24.50 at $659.40 per ton. Canola is playing catch-up with strong gains on Monday in Chicago soybeans and especially soy oil, while soy meal is up modestly. There's also sharp upticks in Malaysian palm oil, while European rapeseed is higher. Increases in crude oil prices are lending support to the oil seeds. More rain across the prairies is leading some in the trade to believe a good portion of the region's crops will be delayed, with diseases and other issues looming. Alberta says its crops province-wide rate 47% good to excellent, and its canola is 70%. The Canadian dollar is slightly lower on Tuesday morning as the loonie eases back to 72.99 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 73.06. In the United States, more rain is forecast for the Corn Belt, while temperatures are to be mild. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports crop conditions as of June 30th have soybeans holding at 67% good to excellent, corn dips 2%, also at 67%, while the wheat nudges up 1 point at 72%. Their winter wheat harvest advances 14 points at 54% complete, with the crop rating little changed at 51% good to excellent. The USDA says 192 million bushels of soybeans were crushed in May, coming in below trade expectations. The department reports export inspections for the week ending June 27th see soybeans slip to 303,000 tons, while corn drops to less than 820,000 tons, and wheat is down at about 310,000 tons. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Tuesday morning. The November contract rises 11.5 cents at 11.22.5 per bushel. August soy oil gains almost a full cent at 46.98 cents per pound. August soy meal adds $1.90 at $350.90 per short ton. Also in Chicago, September corn rises 5 cents at 4.12 per bushel. September oats are down 4 cents at 3.11. The U.S. wheat complex is lower as Chicago September gives up a nickel at 5.85. Kansas City September pulls back 7 cents at 5.93, and Minneapolis September slips 3 cents at 6.29.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Tuesday, July 2nd. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.